there was the usual 4th of July parade. Then all the tourists that had assembled to watch the big parade sort of went home. And not many people were left to see us. We didn't come on the scene until about 4 o'clock or something. And other people, you know, they'd been standing in the hot sun and they had to go to the bathroom, they had to get something to eat. They were fed up with their 4th of July. So we got out there very bravely, but hardly anybody was watching. There are gay people who can't fathom really what these pickets were all about. But we were picketing for fair employment, the right to hold security clearances, the right to serve in the military, and work in civil service. Well, one of the signs said, "Honorable discharges for honorable service. We are not dishonorable." I like that sign. I was the chronicler. How the hell do we have all these photos if I hadn't taken them? Very few other people brought a camera or were shooting except the FBI. But the movement wasn't taken seriously by most gay people. It was very hard to get them to picket. Not only were they afraid they might lose their job or their security clearance or whatever, but they just didn't see themselves as going out in the street and demonstrating. Somebody had to get out and show their face in public and proclaim things and be aggressive. We knew we were doing something important. We didn't know how important it might be, because you never know when you're in the midst of making history. You can't get a good fix on how important it may be ultimately. I always felt that we were right and they were wrong. I mean, that's what you have to believe when you go against the current mores.